Comics. Simon Reddick North is now exactly 9 o'clock. R9 News weather at 9. Good evening. This is Mike Ross reporting. The Cod War. Iceland's premier warns that there will be more shooting incidents unless British trawlers leave Iceland's disputed 50-mile fishing zone. The British Foreign Secretary, Sir Alec Douglas-Hume, has described the situation as very grave. The United States. An estimated 40 tornadoes have spread death and destruction over widely scattered areas of the United States. At least 7 persons have been reported killed and over 200 injured in the violent storms. One tornado left much devastation in its wake in the commercial center of Jamesville, Arkansas. It destroyed many buildings and flooded the city with 1.5 feet of water. Skylab. The 3 American astronauts have returned to work in the Skylab. Tonight at 10 o'clock, they will give a press conference via the connections they have with Houston. At the moment, the temperature in the Skylab is 30 degrees, and a further fall of temperature is expected. Italy. The captain of the Greek marine vessel Velos said today that the 270 crew members backed them unity on the ship. The captain had given orders that most of the crew had to stay on board, otherwise the problem would be too big for the Italian government. The 31 crew members who got political asylum gave a press conference in Rome today. Nigeria. In Nigeria, 3 men were shot by a military firing squad. They were found guilty of robbery. The execution, which took place in public, is the 200th since the end of the Nigerian War in 1970. And finally, the Middle East. The Egyptian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Al Sayed, arrived today in Moscow and had talks with the Swedish ambassador, Gunnar Jarring. A few years ago, Jarring meditated in the Middle East for the United Nations. And on the R&I weather front, tonight will be dry and mild in most parts of Europe with temperatures around 11 degrees. Tomorrow is expected to be dry and sunny again with temperatures between 23 and 26 degrees. Winds will be moderate to strong from the south and southeast. The MIBO 2 temperature at news time, 17 degrees centigrade. That's R&I News and Weather together. The next news in exactly 1 hour.
I would have given you all of my heart, but there's someone who's torn it apart, and he's taken almost all that I've got. But if you wanna try to love again, baby, I'll try to love again, but I know.
Come to me and I'll keep you. When it comes to loving me,
first cut is the debut, of course, the title of that record. It comes from P.P. Arnold. Welcome back into the second hour of the Mike and Ross radio program for Sunday nights, which, of course, is commonly known as the Back Show. We're playing a lot of memories for you, we hope. Anyway, we've got some, not very many, I might add, but we've got some correct entries left for Back Competition number 25. Less than 100 correct ones, although there was quite a few more that actually came in, but it's only the correct ones we're interested in. Huh?
Of course.
We've got one here from a regular writer to this program, and, of course, to Brian McKenzie's program. That's Sue Izzard of 56 South Street, Eastwood in Nottinghamshire. So a very good evening to you, Sue, and I shall pass on those comments you put about Gertie and Brian's cuckoo.
We've got one from Dave Knight of 50 Grovehall Road, Leeds in Yorkshire, and he'd like us to say hello to Alan and Denise of Hayworth, Peter Linton, David Treseses of Leeds, Richard and Lynn of Leeds, and Margaret, his girlfriend.
Right.
Right.
Now, what have we got lined up then?
Here I Go Again by the Hollies.
Here I go again.
Successful record in his time from, of course, the Hollies. The title was Here I Go Again. And here we go again with a few more correct entries for him back competition number 25. Got one here from Luce van Dijk of Helietjeshaven in Oudewater in the Netherlands.
Got one from Dave Willis of Springfield Place, Springfield Green, Chelmsford in Essex. And he says, please can we say hi to his parents, Mike in Leominster, and all his... and all RNI fans everywhere.
Right, now let's see what we can dig up. Do you like Herman's Hermits, love?
Yeah, I like Herman's Hermits.
Oh, well, in that case, you'll remember this one. A Kind of Hush.
There's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean, just the two of us, and nobody else in sight, there's nobody else, and I'm feeling good, just holding you tight, so listen very carefully, closer now, and you will see what I mean, it isn't a dream. The only sound that you will hear is when I whisper in your ear, I love you. Forever and ever, there's a kind. So listen very carefully. Closer now and you will see what I mean. It isn't a dream. The only sound that you will hear is when I whisper in your ear, I love you.
A kind of hush, the title of the record, of course, and it comes from Herman's Hermits of Milk fame, if memory serves me well. I've got a card here from Bob, 27 Carnock Road, Manadon, Plymouth, South Devon, and says, can we please say hi to Susan Gregory and Lady Perry P. Lady Patricia. Well, we can certainly do that for you, Bob.
Yeah. We've got one here from David Mason of 4 Raymond Avenue, Canterbury in Kent, and he'd like us to play a record for his cousins, Lawrence and Jeannie.
Lawrence and Jeannie.
Jeannie.
Oh, it's a nice name. I like Jeannie.
Yes.
Jeannie with the light brown hair. I think we might be able to dig that one out somewhere. Anyway, what's the next one coming up then, love? I believe it's from the Fortunes or something.
Yeah, here comes that rainy day feeling again.
Not this weekend. It's a beautiful
sunny
weekend.
Yes.
Comes that rainy day feeling again. I always get that after Mondays are finished, really. Got a card here from Marion Case of 28A Uffenway, Sawston in Cambridgeshire. And she says, if you're lucky enough to have this card read out, could I please say hello to everyone in my form at school and wish them luck in their O-levels? And is it possible, can we play Smile a Smile all the way through? Well, we did at the beginning of the programme, because we had a copy of it, Andy, didn't we?
Yeah, just about. It took me about half an hour to find it. Anyway, we've got a card here from Ian Godfrey of 29 Ambleside Drive, Southend-on-Sea, Essex in England.
And we've got a record coming up to you from the late, great Jimi Hendrix. This, I think, was probably one of his most favourite or famous tracks. It's called Hey Joe.
gonna mess around with another band. That ain't too cool.
Joe, of course, the sound of the late, great Jimi Hendrix. Right, and now we have come to a very awkward part of the programme, the very, very last correct entry. So, unfortunately, if you didn't have your name and address sort of read out during the course of this programme, then unfortunately you're not going to be in the draw at 9:45, because, although we had quite a lot of cards, not too many people got it right. And if you did send in the correct entry and you haven't heard your name and address read out, that means the card hadn't arrived in time. So, post early for next week's competition was the cry. Here comes from Tony Yates of 121 Ramnoth Road, Wisbech in Cambridgeshire. So a very good evening to you, Tony. And thanks for the little note on the bottom about reception. I'm glad to see that things are okay up until at least 2100 in your area. Although reception elsewhere, of course, is rather fantastic. Had a card from an old colleague of ours from Messina in Sicily, which is right down the bottom of Italy. And he said he was listening to the station every night, which can't be bad. So you can go anywhere you like on your European holiday and still chain tune to the sounds of Nordsee. Right now, though, we've got another new record coming up for you. Well, not new, but a new record to us, because it only arrived on board from people listening to the show, which we thank you once again very, very much, Alan and Denise Watts, and Nico Franchimont, also, who sent in some records to us. So, Nico, thank you very, very much as well. And this one from the Seekers, the title, The Carnival Is Over.
Dawn is waking and this will be our last goodbye. Though the carnival is over, I will love you till I die. Like a drum, my heart was beating, and your beat was sweet as wine.
But the joys of love.
Very, very nice record, that one. The Seekers, of course, and a thing called The Carnival is Over, and so are all the correct entries for the competition. So, we'll just have to wait until 9:45 comes round before we actually have the draw, and this week's competition, of course, which will be competition number 2 in the new series. But right now, another record, he said, that'll bring back a few memories. Lots of people know The Who. The Who have been around for a long, long time. So we've taken a Who track called Substitute.
Substitutes for another guy.
Right, that was Substitute from The Who, and the next record we've got is Hold Me from PJ Proby.
When you're near me, I feel so romantic. When you're far away, I'm always blue. If you want me to remain romantic, here are all the things you'll have to do.
Dulcet tones, of course. Mr. P.J. Proby in the title of the record, Hold Me, comes off an album that was released in the Benelux called Good Van Out 2. And that's roughly translated, means good but old. And that's the number two album, which can't be bad anyway. Hold Me was the title, P.J. Proby. Now then, back to that double album from the Beatles, which I reckon is absolutely a godsend if you haven't got all the albums, like I haven't. So I'm definitely getting a copy of the four-album set, which is 62, 66, 67, 70, I think. Hang on. Yeah, 67, 70. Well, I've got the 67, 70 one handy yet again. I'm going to play this particular track, and it comes off the Double White album, which I also happen to have at home, and it's called Back in the USSR. Ladies and gentlemen, The Beatles.
Back in the USSR. Well, the jewelry girls really knocked me out. They did the way. shout that Georgia's always on my mind.
Yes, the Beatles in full swing with that particular record. It's called Back in the USSR. Where have you been, incidentally? Don't answer that one on the ground, so you'll incriminate yourself.
Outside on the deck.
Outside on the deck. I know, that's where the smallest room in the ship is, isn't it?
That's
or is
right.
It the smallest cabin in the ship or something like that?
No, smallest room.
Smallest room, all right. You're not nautical at all yet, are you? I mean, you keep saying about, I'm going upstairs. Anyway, let's get on with some more music. Going up for you right now is the sound of Canned Heat. The title's Going Up the Country. Gone, well, almost anyway. That's, of course, the sound of Canned Heat in a record called Going Up the Country. Right, now then, you're going to introduce the next one, love. You can't even remember what it was, can you?
Oh, yes, I can. It's Angel of the Morning by Billy Davis.
Take a stand, for it was I who chose to start.
I think that's the most beautiful little song, I really do. That's the sound of Billy Davis, of course, and the title of the record is Angel of the Morning. Brings the time to 20 minutes to 10 o'clock, and of course at quarter to 10 we've got the brand new...